Amen. We just want to take this time to greet you from Mount Zion Refuge Center here in Council Bluffs. We want to thank you for inviting us, and we want to thank you for worshiping with us today. And as you guys know, at our church, we like to give the Lord a hand praise. So before I take my seat, can we clap our hands and give the Lord a praise? Amen. He's worthy of the praise. And I just thank him for my health and my strength, but I also thank him for your beautiful faces that I'm looking at this morning. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is Psalms 46:1, and it reads, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Lord, we thank you once again for this time of ministry. We ask that you would speak through me, God, that you would touch those who are listening by podcast, God, that you would bless and meet them. Lord, let this be a word that blesses them. And to those here in the house, let it be a word that feeds them. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So now, Mount Zion. Kenny, if you would help me, I'm going to sing this song real quick before I start my sermon. I'm just singing, I'm a soldier. So if you guys would help me, because the title of our song, of our service today, or my sermon today, yes, it's all good, I think. Ready? I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm gonna fight until I die. In the army. That's someone who loves music there. Give him a hand because I just called him out of the blue to help me sing. So thank you, Kenny. I appreciate it. Someone that loves music there. Amen. Okay, I thank God today. I thank God for each one of you being here. And my sermon today is called I'm a Warrior. And so I had a different title for it. And Lori and I were in the office and she goes, what do you think of this video? And the name of the video that we did, the call to worship at the beginning, was called I'm a Warrior. And I thought it's fitting for this day because if you've ever gone through cancer or had to fight through it in any way, you've had to fight. You've had to fight to get through that journey. And so that's what I want to talk about today. But more so, not just that you had to fight, but that not just a sickness, but everything in life that we have to fight for, that we have to fight through. We run into obstacles at all times, but we have to fight. We have to know that God is with us and he's going to strengthen us to get through that journey. No matter what you're going through, he's going to help you to get through that journey. And so sometimes you have to do it. You have to fight. Sometimes it's a fight. Sometimes it's so easy and you just, oh, but then there's sometimes when it feels like he's just not going to answer, feels like it's just not going to happen for you, but you have to keep fighting. So today I'm calling us warriors or soldiers. We're soldiers in this army of the Lord. We are soldiers and we have to keep on fighting. I only sang one verse. It says, I'm going to fight until I die. That means no matter what comes, no matter what may, I'm going to keep fighting. Why? Because God's going to take me through this journey. Amen. He's going to take me through. So my first scripture today is Psalms 28:6-7. It says, praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song, I praise him. We can't give up now. Amen. He's our strength. He's going to help us as we fight this journey, as we go through. If you've ever had to fight through anything, I always think of, you guys know, I share all the time how much I had to fight to get through school, how much of a fight that was. But because I knew God had a plan for my life, I could hold on to that and know that he's not going to, nothing bad is he going to have, you know, he's going to allow for me. He's going to help me to fight that journey. He's going to help me to make it through. And so that's what I want to encourage you today. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, I want to encourage you to know that just what it said, he's our strength. It says, praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. He knows all about it. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. I trust in him. He's my hope. You, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the battle may be, no matter how it feels like it's never going to end, he's our hope. He's our strength. We can put our trust in him and we can watch him as he walks us, helps us walk through that battle. As a soldier, as a mighty soldier of God, we're walking through that battle. Whatever your battle may be, we've all got something that we're going through. Like I said, you all know that I'm also a breast cancer survivor. And that was a battle that I had to fight through. There were days when I said, it's okay. I can let this life go. It was just that hard on me. But then God was like, nope, you're a soldier. Get up and start going again. Fight this thing again. I got you. He's my strength. He's got my back. He's got your back. He's holding you up. Push, keep on fighting. Keep on fighting. I'm going to fight until I die. Amen. In the army of the Lord. And if I die, then I'm going with him. Amen. But I'm not stopping until he says it's over. Amen. Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And this just reminded me of my mom. I can think of so many times, because I worked with her so closely, I can think of so many times when it felt like, oh, again, I got to go to the church and do this or whatever it was she had me doing, because she'd come in the middle of the night. Oh, I had this idea. Let's work on it in the middle of the night, Mom. But she would say, this is what the word says. Don't be weary in well-doing. He said, don't be weary. You're going to reap if you just don't give up. If you keep on fighting. I'm a fighter. I'm going to keep on fighting. In the army of the Lord, we're going to keep on fighting. We're going to keep on sharing what he's called us to do. We're going to keep on loving our neighbor. We're going to keep on blessing our community, which we do. I'm always so proud when I go out in the community and I share about Broadway Christian and all the things that we do, or I share about Mount Zion and all of the things that we do in the community. We're going to keep on doing that fighting. No matter what it looks like, we're not going to get weary because maybe it feels like the answer is not coming right away. Have you ever been through something where it feels like, well, gosh, I've prayed about this and I've fasted about this and I've shared with my neighbor and we've uplifted each other and it still hasn't happened? But we can't get weary in that well-doing. We can't get weary in helping. I help a lot. You know, there's some. I help a lot of people. I'm always there helping and offering to give water or offering to whatever it is that you do. But you're getting a little weary in it. Don't get weary. That's what the word says. Don't give up. Don't get tired. You're going to reap if you faint not. Get up and open that door another day. Amen. Get up and keep on pushing forward. If you don't get tired, if you don't give in, you're going to reap. And that just means God's going to come through for you. He's going to come through. He understands your walk. He understands what you're going through. He's concerned with everything that concerns you. That always amazes me when I realize I've been worried about something and all of a sudden there's an answer and I don't even realize I'm really worrying about it. And then I'm like, oh, he just answered. Sometimes don't even have to pray. It was just a thought. But he comes through for me. He comes through. He's concerned with everything. You may think it's a small thing. He's concerned with everything that concerns you. He's concerned with you. Our next scripture says, Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Again, we're fighting. We're soldiers. We're warriors. He's our strength. He's our help. In time of trouble, who do you turn to? Who do you run to? We can run to God. In times of trouble, when things feel unexpected things come your way, have you ever had something, man, I didn't expect that. And it almost knocks you to your feet, knocks you to your knees because it was so unexpected, and it was probably tragic. You can put your trust in him. He said, I will be your strength in a time of trouble. He is your strength. He's going to uplift you. He's going to carry you. He's your God. He's our God. Amen. So we are warriors. We have to just keep fighting. We have to keep going. We have to keep trusting him that no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, that he's going to do it for us. And I, like I said, I just keep thinking about my journey through school. It felt like, especially the last few years, it felt like there was something new every day to try and stop me from making and completing that. And I had to just keep fighting. I had to just keep grabbing my word. That's what I grab my word. The word says, don't fear, for I'm with you. Don't be afraid. I'm your God. I'm going to uplift you. I had it written. It was written on all of my books. So before I would start to read, I would have to read the scripture first so that I could make that journey. It started to feel like, you know, I'm diagnosed with cancer right after I did my comp, or right before I did my comps. I went through, did my comps, and everybody pretty much knows the story, but I think it's effective. I did my comps the first time, and I couldn't remember anything because I was on chemo. So I couldn't remember anything. And my teacher said, you look like a deer in headlights. You know, I'm like, okay, so now I got that one. So now I've got that down. I know what it feels like to look like a deer in headlights. So it's okay if it happens again. I've been there. Amen. Amen. But I couldn't stop there. I didn't pass. I went home. I started to study again. It was hard. I couldn't retain it. The doctors called it chemo brain. I couldn't retain the information, but I knew God had called me to finish this program. He had a plan for my life. And so I knew I had to keep on fighting. And that's what I want to get to you. No matter what it looks like, it didn't look good when I finished. I'm like, I have spent all these years and now I'm not going to make it. And now I'm not going to finish it. But I had to keep on fighting until he covered me, allowed me and helped me to remember what I needed, because I was not able to. I was having a hard time, but I couldn't stop. I said, I told one of my teachers, I'm going down fighting. I said, if I don't make it right now, I'm not just going to walk away. I'm going down fighting. And that's what he wants us to do. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, it could be illness, but it could be that you're having a problem with your children. You know, it could be that you're having a financial problem. Don't go down. Just lay down. Go down fighting. If you're not going to go down, if you're going down, go down fighting. Amen. Don't give up on God. Amen. Because he won't give up on you. He won't let you down. You can put your trust in him. You can put your trust and your faith in him. That's what this scripture said, didn't it? It said, God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. When you're in trouble, you can put your trust in God. Amen. Now I'm coming to the end of my sermon because I get so caught up in it. You guys know. And I was thinking, I'm like, okay. But my last scripture that I want to leave you guys with, and I want to encourage you, be a warrior. Whatever it is you're fighting, whatever you're going through, I want to encourage you to be a warrior. James 4:1 says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Keep persevering. Don't give up. You'll be mature and complete. You won't be lacking anything. You won't be missing. He won't let you miss anything while you're going through whatever that struggle may be, whatever that battle may be, whatever it is that you are fighting and you feel like giving up. I want to say, don't give up. Don't give up. You can put your trust in God. He said, you'll finish without lacking anything. That means he's going to meet your need. Everything you need, he's going to give it to you. Amen. I remember a song my mom used to sing and said, what you need, God's got it. Amen. What you need, God. And she would go through the list of all the things you could need. Amen. And we would say, God's got it. Amen. But I want to encourage you to know, whatever you're going through today, whatever it may be, don't give up on God. You are a warrior. You are a fighter. You are a soldier in the army of the Lord. You're one of his soldiers. And what does the army do? They take care of their soldiers, don't they? They take care of their soldiers. They're supposed to. And that's what God does. We are soldiers in his army. We are warriors. Don't give up on God. Whatever you're going through, whatever that problem may be, whatever it feels like, I can sense it. It feels like he's never going to answer. Feels like it's just, man, I've been at this a long time. It took me 11 years to finish what was supposed to be like a 6-year program. But I went through cancer. My dad had Alzheimer's. My mom got sick. There was just something. My son got injured at work. All of that. Each thing. Nope, not stopping. Nope, I don't care what it looks like. You're not putting me out. You're not going to put me out of this school. Not without a fight. Amen. And I was so serious. One of my professors said, well, I'm going to fight with you. Amen. He said, I'm going to fight with you. And that's what we have to do. We got to fight with our friends. If we see them going down, it feels like they're starting to lose hope and lose trust. We got to fight. Grab them by the arm. I'm going to fight with you. We're going to take this battle together. Call them up on the phone. Oh, Lord bless them. Meet them at their knees. Begin to pray for them. Encourage their hearts. We have, as men and women of God, we have to encourage each other. Amen. We can't go down without a fight. And sometimes you do need a partner, right? When you're fighting, don't you? Coming from a big family, it's always nice to know I had older siblings. Amen. If I got into trouble, it was nice to know I had someone that would fight with me. That would fight with me. And my mom, who would fight no matter what. All right, we got you. We got you. We're going to carry you through this. We're going to fight with you to the end. She was the one, especially during my sickness. She was the one. Oh, no, you're not leaving here. Oh, no. She said, I'm going to be here 3 in the morning. She's praying over me. That's fighting. She was praying over me. I wake up. She's standing there praying over me. A little scary, but when I first wake up. But she would be there standing over me, praying over me. That's what we have to do. Can't give up on God because he's not going to give up on us. He's not going to give up on you. He has a plan for your life. Amen. And he sees and he knows exactly what you're going through. And it may feel like it's taking a long time. It may, and sometimes it does take a long time. But I tell you what, he's never lost a battle. Amen. He's never lost. We soldiers in his army. Amen. But he's never lost a battle. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray. I got carried away. I'm going to pray. And we're going to go on from there. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this time of service today. Lord, we're asking that you would touch those, God, who need to know that they can stand up and fight, that you're going to be right there with them. You have their back. You're not going to let them fail. You have never lost a battle, God. And so we thank you and we put our lives in your hands. Our lives are in your hands today. We thank you that you will meet us at our very point of need. And Lord, we do pray, God, for those who are here in the house today who are experiencing unexpected trouble. We thank you, God, that you are with them and you will meet them, God, at that trouble, at that need. You will work it out on their behalf. And we thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. You are a wonderful God. We thank you, Lord, again, for all of those on our prayer list today. You know each one face by face, person by person. You know why they are on our prayer request list. We ask that you would bless and meet them at that point that they are at, God, that you would meet them and that you would work it out. And we do pray a special prayer for Karina at this time that she's lost and losing her son, Lord, that you would be with her, that you would strengthen her and her whole family as they go through this journey, but that you would be with them and give them peace. And we thank you for it. And we do pray again for Veronica, God, that you would help her as she walks through this journey, that you would be with her, strengthen her body, strengthen her mind, help her, God, give her the courage, God, to keep going forward, to keep fighting this. And we thank you. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.